Queued up for your listening pleasure is Brooklyn Funk Essentials from their new album Stay Good. We're going to listen to Miss Mess.
listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music coming at you, including a new one by guitarist Mark Lethierry. His new album's called Things of That Nature, and we'll check into the track Nap Time. Then Troy Roberts has a new album out featuring Joey DeFrancesco, Jeff Tane Watts, and Emmett Cohen on select tracks. We'll check into the track Wizard of Ozroop off the new album Days Like These. Let's dig in. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on our queue is Chrissy Hynde and the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble. For you Mingus aficionados, you'll recognize this melody. The melody was commonly known as Meditations on Integration, but on Charles Mingus' live Town Hall concert album, he introduced it as Praying with Eric. In that introduction, he also tells a story, and that will give you the reason why Chrissy Hynde named the tune the way she did. The name of the track? Meditations on a Pair of Wire Cutters from the album Valve Bone Woe.
Thank you. Get ready for Listen Up. The Geography Student Union presents a night of live music starting at 5 p.m. on November 29th at the Student Union Building Ballroom on SFU Burnaby Campus, featuring Sleepy Gonzalez, The Lunchtime Band, and Tiger Really. Tickets are $15, available online or at the door while they last. Open to all ages and everyone.
This is Bird Note. Growing up, Murray Burgess loved to read, draw, and tell stories. And that passion stayed with her as her love for birds grew too. Now, as an urban ornithologist, Murray wants to inspire a new generation to connect with nature.
I had a couple of books about animals, but I didn't have anything that represented who I was as a person. I'm a Black woman, and I wanted to create something that encourages diverse groups of people that they can also do these activities, and just getting children into the path that I was kind of getting into.
So she wrote a children's book about a little girl named Sparrow.
Sparrow is a super curious 5-year-old. She lives in a suburban kind of neighborhood, and she loves to go outside and color and look at all of the birds and nature around her.
In her whimsical backyard adventures, Sparrow meets birds that many folks will be familiar with, like mockingbirds, cardinals, and of course, sparrows. The book, called Sparrow Loves Birds, also includes a short field guide for birders of all ages.
I wanted to include some tips and tricks for getting people started, and wanted it to be as simple as they can just bring the book that they already have and go outside with no other equipment necessary.
Murray hopes Sparrow will encourage families to get outside and enjoy birds together wherever they are. You can learn more at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.